fire on the release of more than 130 hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. The opening bell just sounding this morning on Wall Street, stocks opening higher. This is SRN News.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have an ongoing risk of showers and thunderstorms, at least for a good part of the day before moving out. And really still quite breezy today with wind gusts up to 30 to 35 miles per hour. Today's high temperature up to about 71. Tonight, we should be drying out. Mostly cloudy, overnight low 53. Tomorrow, nice day. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s. Little cooler Thursday, upper 60s for a high with more sun. Then a really nice Easter weekend with 72 on Good Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A third suspect has been arrested in the shooting death of 16-year-old Michael Cole Jr. Montgomery police have charged 18-year-old Jarrell Brown with felony murder. Teenagers Nicholas Shepard and Nedvin Jones have already admitted being involved in the shooting death of Michael Cole Jr. on January 25th. The deadline to register to vote in Alabama's April 16th runoff is quickly approaching. Those who are not already registered and those who have moved to another voting place must register by Monday, April 1st. Voters can mail in a completed registration form, go to the County Board of Registrars, or register online. Stellantis is recalling nearly 318,000 Dodge and Chrysler automobiles because the side airbag inflators can explode and hurl metal fragments at vehicle occupants. The recall covers certain Chrysler 300 and Dodge Chargers from the 2018 through 2021 model years. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East.
Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/My Lowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your mouth on the potty. Let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and heavy nice. My grip is always stuck. It's our potty money. So our chicks feel fly. So everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Come over here. Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh. Nope.
Welcome in. It's every single...
Yeah, let's check those microphones and make sure we're using the correct ones. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to... I was talking to Sky.
Welcome into the program, everybody.
Now you're mad this at my finger. I was telling Sky we're working.
I knew what you were doing.
Yeah. Well, no, Scott said, stop that, Allison. I'm working as fast as I can. Put that finger down. That was a Sky finger.
She was like, go. No. All right, so things have changed. Every day we'll have to just restart right at the very, very last
second. This is what happens when Amy Beth goes out of
yes.
town.
Like, anyway, we can hear you fine, Sky.
Oh, great. Okay.
So I have no idea how it's going, but that's all good. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. Today is a beautiful, rainy, messy, still awesome. You know why? Because it's washing the pollen away.
Good point.
Are you starting to get...
I got a little bit. Got a little bit.
Because you've been working.
Well, I burned a bunch of pine trees that we had cut down, or pine logs that we had cut down from an old dead tree. And, you know, sometimes that pine stuff burns black and sooty and... Probably full
piney.
Of sappy. Turpentine, yeah. Sappy. Don't they make turpentine from pine trees?
They do.
In the old days?
They do. Pine saw comes to mind.
They did.
Yeah.
Does pine saw really still come from pine?
Probably not.
Probably made a chemical.
Tofu or something.
It's made out of soybeans. And, but anyway, it is washing the pollen into the ditches and away. So that's a plus. And the wind has died down a little bit.
For being in nature, Scott.
Yeah, out there working, doing... manly things.
You're supposed to be in a cubicle, not getting any vitamin D,
mm-hmm.
eating crickets.
Just working for the bank, eating crickets.
Yep.
Making the big boys money. That's what human beings are really for, aren't they? Aren't we, the regular people, just on the planet to make the grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the elites make their lives easier, and we're just basically
yes.
kind of enslaved?
Yeah.
But
let's go down that dark road this morning.
It's kind of miserable yeah. if you think about it.
Yeah.
And what do we get really for giving them half of our income? Really? I mean, I'm being serious.
The government?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've talked about it before because I remember back when I was in school, one of the history lessons, and I think they've dropped this now because there was only the founding of the country, slavery,
okay,
civil rights era, and then whatever we have today. That's really the only things of value or that we need to know about in the United States. But when I was in school, they still talked about slavery, and then afterwards, where you had a system where people would farm for other people, you'd be on their land. What was that called?
Sharecropping. Sky?
Sharecropping.
Yes.
And I remember it being a terrible, terrible, terrible program. It was basically slavery.
Yeah, it's a company store type thing.
Because if you, the part of the land that you grew food on, grew crops on, you had to give 25% of that to the evil former plantation owner who was terrible. And it is a scourge on humanity right under slavery. Then you fast forward to 2024, and many Americans give upwards of 60% of their income to the government in some form or fashion. But that, my friends, is pure and good and honest because you are helping the cause of the collective.
Which, if you look at the minibus they just passed, what are we paying for?
We're paying for
binders and tuckers.
We're paying for so much good stuff. I did see some things on the social medias out there, Sky and Allison, that where normal people are listing the things out of the minibus and going, what the heck are we doing?
Who are like people like you and I, just normal people?
It seemed like normal people, not people with big followers or anything, just folks. And some with followers, but pointing out, what are we doing? And that seems to be a little bit of a new concept when the folks who haven't paid attention for decades are beginning to say, what exactly are we spending $1.2 trillion on? And it's got some of the things off that list you read yesterday.
So I really, at some point, we need to have the discussion yesterday. It wasn't a rhetorical question. I think it's a good thing to hash out at some point. What is the role of the federal government? Mm-hmm. Because we really have no, we've lost the concept.
We just don't do those things because that's not the role of government. They don't even think about that anymore.
Exactly. We are so brainwashed to think that the government, the federal government, is supposed to supply all of our, you know, we got to bring money back home to build the Little League park. We got to bring money back home to build whatever. And that's just so ingrained, especially in our generation.
Right.
I don't know when that started, though.
I think it all started during the Great Depression.
Probably. But show me in the Constitution where that is a role of the federal government.
Right.
It's just not there. So I would say if it's not for military protection of your land or protection of your life, property, maybe roads and bridges, I can kind of get behind that infrastructure.
Maybe. Theoretically, couldn't you get the states to say, okay, hey, look, if they want to build a big road to here, we'll connect on and build a big road across. And, and that would eventually be an interstate, right? But they had to pass the... And I'm not against interstates, believe me. I don't want to drive everywhere with a red light and a speed trap everywhere. But, you know, how they twist things around. They're like, hey, we want to build a whole bunch of big, giant roads everywhere across the country. Yeah, I don't know if we can do that. Yeah, but it's for the military.
Did it start with the railroad?
It's for defense.
Like, did that...
Oh, the idea of eminent domaining everybody's land for the good of the country? I would say railroads and canals were probably
the beginning
of, hey, the government can do whatever it wants and take whatever it wants. And that, my friend Sky, can probably tell you when that really accelerated.
Yes, I can. That was back in the good old days in the North, and they didn't have slavery. They had another form. of servitude. And it was like the company store I mentioned earlier. But they would tax their taxes, they taxed the South brutally. And a lot of that went to their projects up north, the canal building, the railroad building, the mines, etc.
Because you needed that.
Well,
because you needed the government to help the rich guy so he could provide jobs for the person who
there's nothing
would
new
be
under
indebted
the sun.
To them forever.
Nothing new under the sun. It's been going on.
You know what it is, Sky? It is the power of calling different types of servitude different names.
Right. Right.
If you want to really get people wound up, say that you would rather have been a slave in the South than a factory worker and so on. And then people will lose their minds. But then go back and do the research and find out how many children were sent down into the mines, sent into the factories to do the jobs that adults were too big to do, and how many of them lost limbs. And
then what happened to them? Or what happened when they got older? And
They were cast aside.
That's right. Left to starve. Right.
So the history of the world is one of people taking advantage of other folks.
Domination.
And whoever wins, whatever conflict there is, gets to write the history. And then they are immediately angels fighting for the good, and then all of those things are forgotten.
Remember Napoleon.
Now, I'm not saying I want to be either one. You know what I'm saying?
No,
nobody
not.
Take this totally out of context, but people should actually look at history and think about what you could and couldn't do and who was treated how. And
I just can't believe that the United States started all this, like invented all of this servitude and slavery and all the impression.
You think so, though, wouldn't you?
Didn't
we are
even
the
catch
ultimate
that.
Evil, of course.
It's just...
In the world.
Yeah. Gosh, we are such evil people.
Only been around since 1770-something, but the world's ills...
Well, that's what they did. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Franklin. Not so much Franklin, because they love Franklin. I don't really know why they love Franklin. I guess it's because...
He was a boozer and a womanizer.
And he liked the ladies.
Didn't he still really want to be an English, like, royalty? He really wasn't that loyal.
He really liked the French.
I think he liked the French ladies.
Yeah. The French, okay.
He liked the French ladies. I don't think he wanted to be royalty. I think he just enjoyed being popular.
Yes.
In the French.
He was a rock star in his day. Let's face
it, in
America and Europe. He was a rock star.
So they sat around and just thought of new ways to oppress people.
Sure. I just want to get that quote in. Speaking of history and the United States and the ultimate evil, Napoleon, who got some bad press and still does, said history is nothing more than a set of agreed upon lies. So you have to read it for yourself. History
what does
is
Napoleon know? What does he know? He was a little short guy who came from nothing.
He's
That's what
angry.
We think now.
And look, there's a new movie out, and he didn't do anything at all except for what the woman told him to do.
Yeah, Josephine. Yeah.
That's what the new movie does.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I read a red part of it.
You don't need to see it. I've read enough reviews to know it's...
Really?
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It is absolutely crazy.
Is that your stomach growling?
I don't think so.
Is it mine?
I think it's yours.
It sounds like there's a gremlin in the studio. Do you hear that?
I do not. What are you hearing?
Okay, I don't know. It sounds like, doesn't sound the same, but there is a chipmunk. This was our entertainment yesterday. Our cat brought a chipmunk into the house, and it has been running around the house for 2 days.
Brought his friend in to see you, did he? Okay.
Now your cat won't catch him again?
So now we keep trying to keep the cat upstairs because the chipmunk's upstairs. Like yesterday, I went and woke Collins up at like 9 in the morning, just like scurrying around.
Is he leaving little brown Tic Tacs everywhere?
That's what we should do. Follow the Tic Tacs.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I got us off a really deep subject, but I don't know how to get rid of the chipmunk. Because then it's going to die.
You have any little traps?
Or have babies.
Oh, stop, Sky! I hadn't even thought about that.
All right, chipmunks may succumb to the same things as mice, so get you a mousetrap.
Oh, no. Just leave the doors open. It'll walk out. It'll run out.
Yeah, if she leaves the door open, the raccoons will be in the house.
They can fight it out.
Do chipmunks carry diseases? Should I be worried?
Not at all.
They're wonderful.
Okay, I can't tell if you're
serious. But if you get a strawberry...
I don't let them in the house, though.
A strawberry starburst. And look, I'm at war with the chipmunks. Chipmunks.
Why do you hate chipmunks, Scott?
They dig down around the pad that the air conditioning unit stay on. They tunnel under here. They tunnel under there. They just. So I don't even kill the black snakes. I'm like, hey, black snakes, there's some chipmunks over here. Come over here. It's a feast.
Oh, my goodness.
Chippendale was
so cute.
Was so much propaganda. Mm. I'm on Donald Duck's side. Get rid of those things.
Wait, Donald Duck?
He's trying to chase Chippendale.
Why would a duck chase a chipmunk?
Well, why would a mouse build an empire and call it Disney? For the love.
Anything can happen. Anything. George Washington said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never, for a moment, should it be left to irresponsible action.
Oh.
That's the man that wanted to make emperor.
We have left government
to the least qualified.
In the hands of people who have just allowed the fire to burn. And it may burn our country completely to the ground.
Hey, dadgummit, can we play the Tim Burchett clip?
Tim Burchett is, yeah.
Come back.
He says we got to save the country.
Dadgummit.
Let's get on it right now.
He's my favorite.
We got, it's like 2 minutes and something long. So we'll
it's
get
good,
there.
Though. It's really good.
He is, he's a little ill. Friend of the program, been on here before. Congressman from Tennessee. Al, gotta keep telling him what to do. We gotta take a break. We'll be back.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop. It's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
You
nope.
Got that Sour Patch Kid washed down?
Smacking it a little bit. It's stuck. I tried to get rid of it, and I tried to swallow it. It's stuck on my tooth.
Of the mind.
So Tim Burchett is a congressman from Tennessee. Your friend.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about him. How do you know him?
He was the very first campaign I ever worked on. I was a junior at the University of Tennessee, and I decided I want to get involved in politics. And this little unknown state rep who was running for state senate, I worked on his campaign. The biggest thing he did that year was he passed the roadkill bill.
The roadkill bill? What does that mean?
The roadkill bill. I mean, if you
had to have a bill for roadkill?
Yeah, I mean, if you hit your deer and it fell on the side of the road, you pick it up and you need it.
Yeah. Was that illegal before?
I think so, because like you could be like poaching.
What's the concept?
Where they say they didn't know that.
Do you have to get it within, 3 hours, or can you come back the next day?
Look, there's an expiration. If it begins to swell, get puffy,
yeah,
you avoid it.
Weather may be a factor.
I'm pretty sure it was.
5 second rule, roadkill bill. Who's for it? All right.
Yeah, get back as soon as possible.
But Tim Burchett, he made it, dadgummit, he'll say dadgummit 10 times. Mm-hmm. Dadgummit, he made it on the Today Show for that. Roadkill
bill. Did he really?
And I just thought he had made it. Well, little did we know
that now he's really made it.
Now he's really made it.
So Tim Burchett is, he's actually joining a press conference with the Freedom Caucus guys. He is clearly upset about what has happened in Washington, D.C. with the passing of the ginormous $1.2 trillion minibus. It's just a little bill, just with a few dollars in it.
Wait, is this the one that Katie Britt and Terry Sewell voted for?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, Katie Britt and Terry Sewell helped pass the minibus. And he says some good things. Now, you got to be careful, Sky. Some vile language.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm on it.
Explicit language, so be ready to dump it.
Okay.
But I think one of the words is a synonym for donkey.
Okay.
Which is fine.
That's acceptable.
And the other one is the D word. The DG word. The DG it word.
Doggone it?
Dadgummit.
Dadgummit. We'll let that
pass. I love Tim Burton. Now, he's probably right on this, but I'm still trying to figure out where he is on the UFOs and aliens.
He's leading the charge there. I don't know.
Is he thinking aliens or is he thinking?
I think he's still stuck in aliens. I don't think he's gotten to demons yet.
Not spiritual beings, not demons yet.
I don't know, because he is a Christian, so I don't know. I don't know if he just can't say it because it sounds crazy. Because you're like, it's demonic activity. You're better to say it's freaking aliens
than you are to say demons. Yeah. Yes, you absolutely are. Oh no, I believe it's aliens. It's green men, it's little gray men from somewhere else coming in. Oh yes, you are a deep thinker. I think it's probably demons.
Yeah, that's where we are.
You are crazy. Here's Tim Burchett. Let's see if we can do this right.
Quote the immortal words of Forrest Gump. I want to thank Chairman Good for letting me crash his Black Panther party. I'm the sole member here who is not a member of the Freedom Caucus, but I stand with them today on this very important issue. When I first took office and this border issue was already an issue, I can remember we started talking then and I said, you know, no border, no budget. That's how important it is. That's how important it is to the American people. We talk about having the majority and what that means. I don't care. If we lose our country, it's not worth it. It is absolutely not worth it. And I talk about my folks all the time, but I always think about the sacrifices they made. And I remember my daddy talking about an island that they hit, and he was really afraid. He had a bad feeling, but he knew he had to do the right thing, and he did the right thing. And he was victorious. And if we do not do the right thing in this occasion, we will lose our country. You are seeing the beginning of the end for the United States of America. And I stand with these wonderful men and women on this day, and I stand with pride because they are doing, dadgummit, they're doing the right thing. And this is the right thing. We've got to make a stand. We've got to take our country back. Dadgummit, if you don't like the people in office, vote their asses out. I don't care if you play golf with them. I don't care if you go to church with them. Get them out of here. They are ruining your country. Don't let them come home and throw you the red meat and say, oh, I'm voting against this. I'm voting against that. That's a bunch of garbage. They are selling your country out for the Uniparty, for these national chambers of commerce that wreck every dadgum thing. Look. They want somebody on your roof that doesn't speak the language, that is not from this country, that is not here legally. Because you know what happens when they fall off? They kick their ass out. They throw them to the curb. They're in the emergency room. You and I are paying for their health care, and they don't give a damn about them one bit. And that's what these national chambers of commerce, that's what the Uniparty is. Write that in your dadgum newspapers. We've got to take our country back. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Awesome.
Dadgummit.
He's right. Dadgummit. But he's absolutely right. He is absolutely right. And they just keep on and keep on doing it over and over and over and over again. And one of the people, the Western Journal, Samuel Short, has an article, and that's where I got the video from. You can find Tim Burchett's townhall.com has it posted up as well. But listen to this. The Hill reported that the bill included wins for Republicans.
Okay. Republicans.
They banned unofficial flags from being flown at the U.S. embassies. That would be the LGBTQXYZ666 hashtag rainbow flags.
Yippee.
Those have been banned. And you can still have gas stoves.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, most merciful masters.
Is that not so bad?
That's great.
Well, but if you go with
1.2 trillion right there,
he says, I can use my gas stove and rest easy knowing that the pride flag isn't being flown in an embassy while illegals are overrunning the country and committing crimes such as the murder of Lakin Riley, allegedly by an illegal immigrant. What a win. Speaking of which, the Lakin Riley Act did not make it into the bill.
Yeah, close.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
This is what we're up against.
A lot of us will be like, yeah, we won.
Yeah, we won.
No, a lot of our leadership is telling us we won. I fought for you and your gas stove. Thank you, Katie. We'll be back.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings Buildings on Facebook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
About 4 years ago, I came into some knowledge on how plant-based diets affect your body and mind, and it was attractive to me.
Chef Tony Tejas makes the world's best salsa, and he's on a mission to make the world a better place, one cup of salsa at a time. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have an ongoing risk of showers and thunderstorms, at least for a good part of the day before moving out. And really, still quite breezy today with wind gusts up to 30 to 35 miles per hour. Today's high temperature up to about 71. Tonight, we should be drying out. Mostly cloudy, overnight low 53. Tomorrow, nice day. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s. Little cooler Thursday, upper 60s for a high with more sun. Then a really nice Easter weekend with 72 on Good Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
on FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. Don't forget the number here, 1-800-289-9228, 1-800-289-9228. So Donald Trump was being forced by the New York, what is she, Attorney General? Letitia James?
Yeah, she is.
She's the AG. They have their little cockamamie, third world, banana republic little trial going on with a weird-looking little judge boy.
Not what's Enron. Egeron.
Egeron. Yeah. Scott Beeson, you should know his name. No, I really should.
Squirmy guy with weird hair.
I should not really ever know these people's names. It is a political target job, a hack job. It's a witch hunt. It is, no, well, the witch hunts were probably, maybe they were real.
They were more legitimate, for sure.
So maybe we shouldn't put
they
them on that level.
They were based on more potential truth than this.
Yes. And so now Donald Trump can pay his bond. Apparently, the appeals court reduced it to, what, like $175 million?
Yes.
Can you imagine having to pay a $175 million bond? I'm just going to put it up here.
No, but
And what is the bond for? In case he doesn't show up?
I think,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
because that's what
true.
I thought bonds were for. Are they afraid, legitimately afraid Donald Trump's going to flee the country?
He could jump on Diddy's airplane and take off all at the same time. Little St. James, here we come.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So anyway, Trump says he's going to put up that bond. Maybe he did it yesterday afternoon. I don't know. And then there'll be an appeals process. My guess is, knowing New York State, there's probably a chance that it ends up going all the way to the United States Supreme Court because New York is corrupt. The state is corrupt. Many of our states are corrupt. I'm not saying Alabama is not corrupt either, but I don't believe that Alabama would do to somebody, even on the other side of the political aisle,
right,
what New York State is doing to Donald Trump.
But did you see his press conference where he comes out and he's talking about it? I think I saved the clip, but and the reporters are asking him about assets and how he's going to, you know, what he's going to put down for his bond.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's walking off, somebody asks exactly that. Like, how are you going to pay this $175 million? And he just, like, casually turns around and says, cash. I'm like, yes. Here we go. I'm just going to give you $175 million cash.
Is there ever a time where, I don't know why I think about this, but say you were doing something for local or you were doing something down at state legislature, whatever, and you were maybe questioning a U.S. senator or questioning the governor, et cetera, and they just decide that they're going to come after you. And they and everybody and their brother knows it is a crock. Very similar to the people who were still in the gulags of Washington, D.C., the January 6th folks. That is just an absolute, is a tragedy, a travesty, what has been done to those people. And they're being treated terribly, many of them abused, many of them beat up. They're doing to them exactly what the founding fathers were trying to avoid in this country. And they just do it to them. Because they're politically on the other side and they're little peon nobodies in their book and they're just doing terrible things. Does there ever come a time where masses of people rise up and say, you know what, you're just not doing that? Where they storm the jail, they storm, you know, we storm the jail, we put a small almost army together and we go break Allison Sinclair out because she is a political prisoner being abused by despots?
I think you...
Or are we just so good and so nice and so sweet that we would never, ever, ever do something like that? Which the Uniparty, if that is true, that we would never, ever, ever do something like that, then they have no fears. They have nothing to worry about. They are an abusive spouse. Let's do it the stereotypical way, because in all the Hallmark movies, the abusive spouse is the man, right? So the man is terrible. He's abusive, but he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that his wife that he's abusing will never do anything to him. Hmm. Never. Never. And he just goes on, and no one will stop him. The men of the community will never show up at night in the hoods and drag him out and whip his tail. Never. He has no fears. There's nothing that can happen to him. And I get the feeling that our political leaders are in that catbird seat just thinking, these peons are never, ever, ever, ever going to do anything.
They love you so much that if you try to leave, they'll kill you.
We're back to another. They'll send their forces.
It is a great
metaphor. And they will make sure you will never, ever leave them.
It's a great metaphor for the relationship between government and the people, though.
Well, this is just a little insight into my brain.
All right, let me give my last example before you get there.
This guy's nervous.
It's exactly like, okay, and people can just say I'm wrong, whatever. But think about this. Go out, our politicians, they will go out and say evil things about Jesus, Christianity, belittle Christianity, belittle God himself, belittle the Savior of the world, and they'll just be cocky about it. But they are hardly ever, ever, ever cocky about Islam. And why is that? Because way back in the recesses of their black souls, those political leaders go, hey, I ain't running that risk.
They cut
your head off.
And that's just the truth. So there's the greatest example of how weak we are. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying there is no fear. We went from Thomas Jefferson saying the Tree of Liberty has to be watered by the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Yes, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And now we're like, there's absolutely no fear. When they run the police, they run the judicial system, a judicial system that is telling us we will keep you in jail for years for just walking through our hallowed halls, much less ever, ever actually trying to do anything about it. And I'm just asking the question. So what is your thought?
So
I was giving you a moment to
It goes back to actually something Red Top said last week, because Amy Beth was here. Mm-hmm. He was talking about that the police have been after him for like 40 years because of his marijuana. His love for lettuce. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's illegal.
Right.
But he doesn't agree with that law.
Okay.
So he thinks he shouldn't have to obey it and they shouldn't be pursuing him. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens in our little conservative good citizen brains, and this is what I fight against. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there are laws, there are things that, like, we don't get to pick and choose what the law is. And if the courts are telling us this is happening and this is what the punishment should be, I mean, God put them there.
Right.
And so we have to obey. We have to give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Right.
And, you know, so we just kind of fall in this trap. Like, Red Top doesn't get to make marijuana legal.
Right.
And just because he wants it to be doesn't mean it is. But they use that against us.
Yes.
And now we're stuck in this trap of...
Well, we just got to take it.
We just got to take it.
I'm feeling abused. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening to the show. Let's get out to your phone calls. A couple of people want to weigh in. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome to the program. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about the J660 that the shameless socialist government has locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there are some in there who were instigators, we don't need to help them. But
when you say instigators, what exactly? Wait, Joe. What, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, because to me that sounds like one of the political waivers, like I do at times when I'm like, well, look, I know the country did some bad things, but so I don't even know. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know of anybody that did something so bad that needs to be in jail for multiple years without a trial.
There were some groups, conservative groups that were up there that have called themselves to build with the cause, but I wouldn't have them stand with me.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure.
But most of them, I'm sure, were regular citizens who just got caught up into this.
Yes.
As a patriot, I don't even know who they are. And I'm ashamed to say that. We need to be introduced to them to know who we're helping and why we're helping them. We need to know these individuals. We need to know about them. We need to know... We need to know their plight, and nobody's carrying that.
Yeah, there's some stories from time to time at a place called the Gateway Pundit who kind of tells what's going on with some of those people. And when you read their stories, their personal stories, and you find out, like, what was the female reporter, influencer, whatever, that they arrested?
Taken in. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, sent the SWAT team to get her too.
And she loaded to I think they said she touched a desk or something. Like she stepped way out of bounds.
Wasn't she the person with the camera? Or that was the other guy. They're arresting anybody and everybody. And many of them went into the Capitol with the doors open, talking to the police officers as they went by. And they're still arresting them, Joe, and leaving them in jail. And it's a sad thing. Allison made a good point. We kind of forget that they're even there, much less know their stories.
The patriots out here need to know them personally.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Joe. It's just, it is, it's a thing that you wouldn't think happens in America. And what's so funny is, in most of our big blue cities, you can go and commit a real crime, and you're back out on the street that afternoon. You just say, hey, I'll come to trial. But on this one, you walking through the Capitol. Ooh. Ooh. Did you see the story? A bunch of the people were charged with, one of their charges was they were in the Capitol when Kamala Harris was there. Let's see, what was it? It was, that Kamala was there and that you know, adds more danger or whatever because she was, about to be the new vice president or something. And then they found out people were charged, she left 3 hours earlier. A bunch of these charges are just put everything in there you can. And then that has to lead to people asking questions about how bright are the federal judges who are running some of these trials, and I would say not very bright. Let's go to Craig. Craig, welcome to the program. We don't have a lot of time, but I didn't know if you would have time to carry over or not.
I'll try to hang in there, but it's not that they're not bright. They're doing what they're told to do because there is no excuse. A normal walking around citizen would know what's being done is wrong. So these judges are in on it because they don't want to lose their power and their prestige. It's just like you talk about nobody does anything. Well, you can't because there's a lawyer willing to take a case against you to continue their livelihood, not realizing that when all this comes about, they'll lose their job anyway. But they're going to hang on to it as long as they can.
That's a good point.
If you allow.